Good evening, everyone, and welcome to News on the Flipside Tuesday's edition. I hope everyone's having a good day so far, a great evening. Man, you know, there's always so much stuff going on in news. It's always so much to keep up with. And while I like drinking my coffee, you already seen it, I guess, because you can see it on the camera. It's, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can always catch me on YouTube. A lot of times we're on here. Sometimes we have visual stimulation aids, but sometimes you can see the articles that we're actually reading about, where they're from, who actually posts them originally, whether it's AP, Rosman, you know, NBC, NBC, CBS, Fox. You never know who they're coming from, but we post them up there because we want the authors and the news organizations to get credit for the articles. Sometimes they're good articles, sometimes... Now, we don't feature the Huffington Post too much, Carl. Well, you know, they're a little... to say bias would be cutting it short. I mean, they're really ridiculous in some of the stuff they talk about. But what are you going to do? They are sort of fuzzy-wuzzy like Santa Claus. Oh, my God, I can see what kind of night this is going to be already. Hurricane Michael's death toll rises to as many as 26 after more bodies are found in Florida. And that's interruptions, guys. Well, I mean, frankly, there's been a lot of stuff going on in Florida, and they may find more. I mean, it was a huge, massive storm, but it happened to hit not too populated of an area. And when I say that, I mean, it was the county itself, I think, had about 150,000, 200,000. A lot of them were evacuated. It affected a lot more people. I mean, a couple million because of the way it turned in and went up and, you know, through Pensacola and all through up there and up into Georgia and all. So it affected a lot more. But most of the people who felt the brunt of the storm were in a small area in Florida. And you know, Panama got hit pretty hard. But these are cities that are used to hurricanes, and they'll rebound pretty quickly. Well, I haven't seen Panama yet. I know St. Joe and Mexico Beach are pretty good. I haven't seen St. George either. It looks pretty rough. Well, I'm a regular down there. For me, it's just like being at home. I go down there a lot. Matter of fact, this is what's so weird about this. And my wife's birthday was Sunday. And 3 weeks ago, we were going to schedule a trip to St. George to watch the monarch butterfly migration. Yeah, they migrate through this part of the country in November, and October and November. And sometimes you can just see these huge migrations where there's just tens of thousands of these butterflies flying around. So we were going to go down. And some reason I was talking to her when I was looking at the rooms, I was like, damn, you know, rooms are kind of expensive right now. So, you know, usually they change, they drop their prices usually second, third week in October. So, you know what, babe, we'll look next week. If not, we'll just book at Blue Mountain Beach, which is probably about $375 a night at that time. So I was going to book them, and we started watching the hurricane. I said, well, we don't want to be without a hotel, so we booked at the Imperial Palace as we went and stayed there. It's a casino in not far from where we live, actually. And we were there for 2 days and hanging out. But where we wanted to go, the place we would have been staying would have been between Mexico Beach and St. George. It's a little – there's a little river inlet right there. There's a little hotel on the river. It's really, really pretty. The sunrises and sunsets are spectacular at this place. And it's just a great little place to go hang out. And it's right there in between the places we wanted to be. There's a forest back there that is just huge. We got lost in this thing driving around for 4 hours to find our way out of it. I mean, the forest is just magnificent. And it's out there on the other side of Tidale Air Force Base. One of the forests, when you leave Tidale Air Force Base, you'll be cruising through it. It's a two-lane highway. It's just all forest. Every now and then you see an in-cut road going somewhere. Well, about halfway through this little forest, you'll see these biological chemical testing areas or facilities. Yeah, there was three of them out there. It was really creepy because you're in the middle of nowhere when you're in between these forests. And the farther south to go, the less habitable because, I mean, Mexico Beach isn't a real big area. It's nice and all down there, but it's not a huge area. And I guess Florida was real lucky. I mean, could have hit Tampa or something like that. Or it could have came in the Destin, Pensacola area as a Cat 4. I mean, you know, I hate to say anybody got lucky here, but in a lot of ways, a lot of people got lucky here. So for the people who made it, I'm happy for you. For everybody else who's rebuilding, you know, I know how you feel. Any advice, you know, your contracts start jacking you around, let us know. You know, we helped out a lot of people out with Sandy. People writing to me who listen to the radio station. Yeah, I mean, I'm a contractor who survived Katrina. Oh, yeah, it doesn't happen often. I mean, probably 80% of the contractors that came in or were contractors when Katrina started ended up defunct, mainly for taking too much money and not being able to complete the jobs. They would take the money because they were living high in a hog, and then they would get ahead of themselves, and then there just wouldn't be enough money to finish the job. Sorry, guys, I don't know why my phone is buzzing its little happy brains off for. No, that's an ad. What the hell, fam? Anyway, sorry, got distracted there. That's my sister. I'll have to text her back in a minute. Anyway, so, you know, for everybody down there, Michael, you know, if you need anything, you know, we know a lot of people going down doing work. I have been asked if I wanted to go work. I'm actually got kind of busy till December. I mean, if that's the case, you know, maybe after that we'll look in to see what else is going on down there. But most of the work down there is going to be MACAP, you know, clean up, maybe covering roofs and hauling off trash. A lot of the homes were destroyed, so those are going to be complete rebuilds. So we don't know who's going to do it and who's not. Because a lot of people just take that money, especially if it's rental properties. They take it because you got to remember for them, it's going to be they're going to pay off the house plus however long they think it's going to take to get this rebuilt. And in a case like this, 2 to 3 years. So they have to pay them for those 3 years, no rent. So that's a lot of money you just grab up and, you know, you might want to retire after that. It's just one of those things. But anyway, guys, and if anybody needs anything, if you can think of something you want or you need some advice on something that we could help you with or anybody we're associated could help you with, write to us and let us know. I just hate to see anybody going through this. I don't understand why we can't just fly like a jet over, you know, one of them planes we fly to go with the hurricane hunters. Why can't we just drop a giant tank of nitrogen right in the middle of the eye and let it explode and freeze the eye and crush it? At the very least, it would slow it down, make it have to rebuild. I don't know. That's probably a stupid idea. But I'm just saying there should be a way to at least calm these things down some. Because hurricanes are a useful tool. They do a lot of good down here. They clean out a lot of stuff, not just for rejuvenating economies. Like big storms like these are economy boosters because, you know, they create jobs. Now, unfortunately, what they do, they create a lot of damn jobs. And lately, there's been a lot of them, so it seems like there's a lot of stuff going on. But really and truly, it's about every 10 years. For the most part, that really hasn't changed down here. I mean, that's just been about, you know, I'm not talking about the same area. Like New Orleans will get hit about every 30 years, and certain towns will get hit about every 30 years. It just seems to be the way it works out. I mean, it may be a little less, maybe a little bit more, but it's somewhere up in there. Okay, now this is just weird in today's society. 62 cases of AMF, the polio-like illness, confirmed across 22 states. CDC. CDC, Center for Disease Control. Hello, hello. Reason this bothers me is in the last decade or so, we've been hearing about little outbreaks like this, like when the the West Nile virus came out through the mosquitoes. You know, they were like, oh, all of a sudden it was everywhere. I'm like, whoa, guys, what are y'all doing out there, sitting in your asses? I mean, come on, y'all, CDC, you're supposed to be ahead of it, not behind it. Is this in one of your states, I guess, is really the question, isn't it? Pop over news and flip side, check out the articles and see which states have it, which states don't, so you know if your state's in risk in the area you are. Find out what it's about. This is, maybe it's polio that's, you know, since the vaccine came in, maybe this is something, maybe it's a mutation of some sort. But we really need to get a handle on it. Of course, here we go again. Death toll rises to 29 after Hurricane Michael. It's see, from here it was 26, here it's 29. Well, anybody who stayed, I knew someone who stayed right here in Mexico Beach. And where they lived, there was no, the houses were different, but they were facing Mexico Beach. Now, they were in the storm. They stayed for the storm. Now, this was a direct hit where they live. So the guy, when he posted this to me, he wrote to me the next morning. Actually, he wrote to me the night of and then the next morning saying they were scared. And anyway, the story is he's in the house. The water starts coming up in the house. And he says, you know, it's at first it's like just he splashed on his feet. And they say, oh, well, you know. Then all of a sudden, next thing he knows, it's almost halfway up to his knees. So he grabs his wife. They start going out to the back door because there's a parking garage. I think he said about a half mile. It might have been a half block, half mile from his house. He said the water was coming up a little fast. He got out the back door. He said he had to push his way through the screen door because the water was holding it shut. And they got out in the yard, and they were walking as fast as they could, you know, almost to the point of swimming. Well, they got about, he said, about maybe five houses from his house deep. When he seen his house start to, like, do this number. In the video, the house is actually doing this number. And then you see the water starts rising much rapidly, and the house starts to raise, and it's rocking, and the house is raising. And these guys, you know, are standing on this thing that they're going to have to get back in the water from where they are, because they haven't climbed up on this. It looks like some kind of shed of some type, and they're standing on a filming this, idiots. And idiots. And all of a sudden, I hear him say something, and then he clicks it off, and you see the house. It just rocks and rocks and starts to flip. And then there's no more video. I guess either he fell in the water or something, or maybe he got wet. I don't know what happened, but he was streaming. I think it was via Facebook. So anyway, they disappear. You don't hear nothing else. Next day, he gets back on, and they take pictures of the house. This house you see doing like this, it completely flipped over and then just smashed and stuff. And I guess the way his kid, it was a pile of sticks. And the reason he knew it flipped over is because the metal part of the roof, the top of the roof, was actually on the ground, and everything was inside the roof smashed to pieces. Yeah, I can see if they wouldn't have got out when they did. They survived. Yeah, they're okay. Scared shitless, but okay. I know. It's crazy, but they did survive it. And from what I hear, not the only ones. I've been in some hairy situations in storms myself. It's and it happens fast, way faster than you think. It's so weird because it takes forever, and then it happens fast. The waiting goes on forever. And then when the event finally happens, it happens. So it's like last time we started flooding here, last year at the end of the year, they had a storm come through. Just a little Cat 1. Comes blowing through, puts 3 foot of water. My God, I streamed it live on Facebook. I'm like, look at this crap, man. It's up to the top of my tires on my truck. But, I mean, we watched it all day, and the water was just barely coming up in the boat launch, and all the dock was just a little under. And then all of a sudden, wham, bam, there it was. Quick. Goes down. It'll stay for a while, but when it starts to go down, it goes down just as fast. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how fast it went back down, too. So, yeah, because I was getting worried. I thought, man, I didn't want to have to start my truck and back it out through the flood and bring it out on the highway or nothing like that. Because there's a bridge in front of my house and a highway and stuff that I could actually – if I had to park it up there, it's, you know. Matter of fact, the bridge is taller than my house if it got really bad. Well, I live, to answer your question, Marshall, I live 175 yards from the Gulf. It's my house, and then there's a bayou that passes in front of my house and goes straight to the Gulf. It's about 175 yards. Yeah, no, not a quarter mile. It's not even, it's maybe 2/10 of a mile. Maybe 2/10, maybe 1/10 and a half or something. It's really close. I mean, you can see the damn thing from my yard. And when it gets creepy when storms coming out. But anyway, yeah, moving on to the news, getting back to the news. Well, I know for a lot of people, hurricanes are surreal because they've never experienced one. It's like an earthquake. If you've never experienced one, it's hard to really understand what people are talking about. First time I experienced an earthquake, I was stationed in San Diego. It was 6.3 or something. I was like, what the hell is that? And my bunkmate's like, hey, dude, ignore it. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, ignore it. He said, there ain't no sirens going off. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, what? So I went back to sleep. So apparently he was right because I'm still alive. But things like that, you know, like Tornado Alley and places like that, you know, you have to really experience this culture to really understand how it feels. But when a hurricane hits, and it's so weird. You know, I've been in the eye of, I don't know, half a dozen or so storms. And the eye is such a creepy thing because it's like the wind is just pushing so hard. It's so out of control. And then all of a sudden it's like nothing. No wind. The sun's out or the stars are out. Depending on if it's day or night, you can see straight up. It's calm. It's quiet. You can see all the damage around. You can even see, if it's daylight, you can even really see a lot of times the other side of the eye wall headed towards you. Oh, yeah, it's creepy as all hell, man. And you know when it's getting there, because first it starts to pick up slowly, and then all of a sudden it's like hell. And then it starts to get lighter and lighter as it passes by. But it's, man, going through an eye wall is an interesting experience, so I can tell you. And if you can avoid it, I would. I was an idiot when I was young. I used to volunteer to work storms. But if you can avoid it, I would. Take it from somebody who's been there. Cops Iraq, bless one. Cops arrest black woman waiting for Applebee's job interview. Now she's filed racial profiling suit. Well, I read the article. Could be either way. Because, you know, something I've learned about all these articles, and this is from Yahoo. Depending on who's writing it, they pick a side. So they write it according to the side they pick. Instead of writing it as just an article, as this is what happened and this is what everybody said, they kind of write from a slanted view. So Yahoo tends to write from a leftist kind of liberal slant of view. So if there's anyone black or anything like that, they automatically assume everyone's innocent and everyone else is guilty. And sometimes they're right. And, of course, a lot of times they're wrong. But that's just the way they go with it. It's going to be another way to wait to see what happens. Well, there's so many of these cases that have come out where he said, she said, like the three girls in New York, three black women in New York, come to find out not only were they not being racially hated, but they were actually out doing racial hate. Oh, yeah, no, it's crazy. There's a lot of that in the country right now. It's very unsettled. Trump says Saudi prince totally denied any knowledge of event leading to Saudi journalist disappearance in Turkey. So the story is he went into the consulate. They nabbed him. They interrogated him and they killed him. Now, of course, that's supposed to be an accident. Now, maybe the Saudi guy didn't know about it, which means somebody at the consulate is going to have to lose their head over this for them to save face. We'll just see how it plays out. Well, we'll see how it takes out. But, you know, like the Saudi prince, the other one said the other night is, remember, we're not the same as the United States. We have a different view of what's moral and what's not and a higher standard of people to live by. Well, you know, you can say whatever you want because I don't know what your standard is. Higher, not higher, still going around chopping journalists' heads off because they talk shit about you is not a real good thing. We would all like to do that at one time or another. It's just, you know, not the way the real world works. I guess in Saudi is the way the real world works. But not everywhere else it doesn't. I love this article here. Why vote Democrats? You should read it because after you read it, there's not a shot in hell you're going to vote Democrat. I mean, you know, we used to talk about these articles, a lot of these bait and switch articles. So you come in thinking that this is going to be an article on why you should vote for the Democrats and how much better it would be and blah, blah, blah. They basically go through every reason why Donald Trump's going to probably win in 2020 and why the fact that you shouldn't be voting for Democrats when the country's doing so well because all you can do is hope it's progress because all the Democrats are going to do is try to hold up to tie up the money so nothing can happen. And then, you know, you got to remember this. They did this after Bush. When they took control of the House and Senate, when George Bush was still in office, we had a bull economy. And they just sat on the money purses for 2 years and watched the economy go down. Should have then tried to blame it on us. And then on the Republicans, and they couldn't. And then Obama never could fix it. And along here comes another Republican and fixes it. It's like it's nothing. They look bad. Democrats, you look bad here. And if you start tying up the purse strings, when it comes 2020, you're going to lose everything again. The country's tired of this. Oh, because I'm the other party, I should do it. No. The country's spoken, and spoken in a big way. 31 states voted for Trump, and they're saying he might get 40 this time. Look, Democrats, if you want to keep your party intact, you better get along with what the country wants. The country wants forward progress, not excuses, and that's all you've really become is the party of excuses. Under Obama, that's what you had become, the party of excuses, why nothing could ever get done, why we were never going to get above a 2.3 GDP, why manufacturing jobs were never going to come back to the United States. Why we would never compete in industry jobs again, which all three turned out to be completely false. Yeah, not only Trump did it in under 2 years. Obama couldn't do it in 8, and Trump did it in under 2. Yeah, who's a better leader here? Come on. And I don't see Trump giving $150 billion to any terrorist states anywhere. Matter of fact, I see him telling allies, start paying your way or else. Yeah, go read this. It's a good read, but I'm telling you, if you're a Democrat, after you read it, you're not going to want to vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. This is another one. Democrats have taken to violent rhetoric. They have. Remember, Democrats used to be the party of tolerance. Or supposedly. I don't know if they ever were. They have no tolerance in their party. All the rest is, hey, they're the ones that are going out and tell you to attack people and hurt people, scream at people, get in their faces, disrupt their lives. It's really? I mean, in a way, this is inciting the riot. I'm not sure how they're not in trouble for this. Yeah, you know, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And then what are you going to do, Democratic Party? That'll definitely end your party because you're not going to be able to say, oh, he didn't say it because you've been saying it all over the place. And the sad part is, media, you're just as guilty for the way you carry it. You need to rebuild yourself. Like the GOP did after Bush, you need to rebuild yourself. The GOP brought in younger blood. They brought in more females, more races. They're partying a whole as, I think their average age is 58, where the average age of Democrats is like 69. A 68. So, I mean, your party, you need to work on this. You couldn't put up nobody worth a crap last time. I'm already hearing you list now. Elizabeth Warren, boo. Boo. Hillary Clinton, boo. Joe Biden, oh, so we can watch him get on stage and cry, no, boo. John Kerry, none of these people can beat Trump. especially if the economy stays like this, there's not a shot in hell ain't none of them winning. So I don't know what to tell y'all, but you better get in line and figure out what's going on. Stop being a party of disruption. Start being a party that makes progress. Do you realize, did y'all see the new forecast? 36 to 40% of blacks are scheduled to vote for Trump in 2020 as it stands right now. I mean, Democrats. Without that vote, you're done. And I've understood you. You're the party that tries to identify whatever. So you try to identify with blacks. And then finally, somebody along with a set of balls came along and asked everybody, well, what have you done for us lately? And Democrats said to say nothing, or they had to realize it was nothing. Then you try to jump on a Native American thing with Elizabeth Warren. Really? You know, Liz is in trouble here because she used this to get scholarships and to get jobs. And she's not Native American. You heard the Cherokee disown her. They're like, you can't do that for family lineage. No way. I remember when I found out my grandma was 50% Cherokee. And so it makes me 1/8. And the thing about it is I can get my ID card. And I know my lineage, but I also know my lineage. And unfortunately for Liz, any good Indian would know this. Anyone who's got direct lineage like she's claiming would know this. But she can't even tell you if she's North American Indian, Mesoamerican Indian. There are Europeans that got more Native American blood than Elizabeth Warren does. With her 1,024, she's like, she couldn't even identify who, what, or where. So, no, you can't. You've got other things that are higher than that. So you can't say you're Native American. You maybe say you're, I don't know, maybe you're Scandinavian or something. I don't know what to tell you, but you're not Native American. And the fact that any media organization would try to take up for this, shame on you guys. Come on. 0.1024, right? Come on. That's a tenth of a percent. Or I'm sorry, 1/24th of a percent. Yeah, she's got some Native American blood in her. Ooh, yeah. That's more than six generations back. I'm sorry. It's more like 16 generations back. Oh, my God. Yeah, somebody, some Native American spit on her grandpa's head. It's sad. And it's sad that Yale, I can't even believe, shows you how desperate liberals are. So they can't really identify blacks right now. They're having a problem with that. So they're going to try to identify a Native American. No, you're not going to do that either. For some reason, you don't like Hispanics. I mean, Hispanics up there represent a big part of the population, but y'all just treat them like they're garbage. That's why, oh, they would never vote Republican. I know a lot of Hispanics, they vote Republican. A lot of them are good Christians, and they're going to vote Republican. Liberals, the only ones that vote for y'all are the illegal ones. Why do you think the legal ones were like, yeah, we're going to vote for Trump because we had to get him? You know how hard it is to become a citizen in this country when you do it legally? Then people are pissed. And I can't believe the liberal media was too stupid to figure that. Oh, well, no, they're not. They love Democrats. Oh, look how much they love us. Ooh. No, actually, they didn't, did they? I know. You look like a bunch of morons as usual. This came in earlier today. And I had posted as soon as it came up. It was an Amber Alert. They were on. They're looking for this. What's her name? Jane Holmes. She's 13 years old. The parents were found dead. The child's gone, but the parents were found dead. So, if you've seen her, heard anything, y'all know who to contact. You can always go straight to the link and click it and go on. I hate to see shit like that, man. I just, you know, when you get kids and grandkids, you just. Because I'd put a bullet in some. See, that's my problem. I could never do something. I ended up in jail because I just put a bullet in some bitch's head. Yeah, I don't think I could do it. It's a cheap way. People like that don't deserve Z. They don't even deserve to live, even if it's a horrible, horrible existence. I mean, that's how bad they are. They just need to be put out in misery. They may affect somebody else while they're around. These two. That's treason. Candidate clashes over Taliban comment in Arizona state debate. So, the Democrat, of course, said it was okay that if Americans wanted to join the Taliban. I'm like, only a liberal would think this is okay. It's like saying you're conservative. Only a liberal would think this. I mean, liberals, do you not know what the progressive movement is? Do you not know what it is to be a citizen of the United States of America? You sound like you're from some third world country. Oh, it's okay to join the Taliban, man. Yeah, they're just trying to kill Americans. Yeah, it's okay to commit treason. Yeah, that's fine. So I can understand why the chick was fired, whether she was committing treason or not now. saying that is not committing treason, but it needs to be brought out in public that this woman endorses the Taliban. Yeah, it's pretty sick. This is becoming a little bit more prevalent. Maryland police officer accused of sexually assaulting a woman at doing traffic stop. You know what's funny about this? When I was a kid in the 70s, you used to hear about this a lot. Troopers and stuff pulling over women, getting, you know, favors for not giving them tickets and stuff. They made a lot of movies. It was in a lot of movies because it was a thing. Of course, you know, today that shit's it wasn't really unacceptable then, but it's completely and utterly unacceptable today. But lately I've been hearing about different police officers around the country doing this. So, you know, so well, they walk up, hey, well, you know, baby, that ticket's going to cost you about $1,100. You take care of this right here and this right here, and we'll just, you know, ticket will go away. That's when you should have your cam out on Facebook going, hey, we know it's going away now, buddy. I'm sorry. It's a tough thing, man. It is. And whether you're a man or a woman, I don't, you know, I know it's a call you got to make. And the thing of it is you can come forward without some kind of video or some kind of audio. It's his word against yours. And if he's a notably good police officer that hasn't never been in trouble, it's going to be a tough sell, which isn't right for the person to happen to, but it's still going to be a tough sell. Well, it's like when these agencies tried to put out, false sexual abuse and rape is only 2%. No, it's 50%. I don't know why they're trying to put that out. All you got to do is go check the conviction rates to find out what it is. Well, no, only half the cases ever go to court. Out of 100% of cases reported, only half go. 50% either have been deemed liars or just don't have the evidence. And even out of 50% go, it's only usually like a 30 or 40% conviction rate. So another half of them are going. So yeah, no, it's not like they would want you to think it is. No, of course it doesn't mean everybody's lying, but it does mean a lot, much larger percentage than 2% are. Yeah, more like 40 or 50. Well, because it's been known as a weapon to use to get even with people or to harm people, because it's usually a he said, she said. Unless it happened at the moment and someone got a rape kit in the whole nine yards, it's a he said, she said. And just because people pile on, we've learned because of the Roy Moore case and a bunch of other cases recently that Moore doesn't make it right. Like in the Michael Brown case, 40 people said he was walking down the street with his hands up, shot in the back. Of course, we know that's not true at all. He was shot from the squad car in the dam, trying to pull the cop and the gun out of the squad car. So we know people lie. We know people lie in groups. The Roy Moore case, all three of the women have been proven to be liars now. So, and he took a polygraph on two polygraphs on top of it. Even after they were proven to be liars, he took it. So, you know, what do you mean, Brett? Oh, you mean the Supreme Court case? Whether she was lying or not, that never had any business being in public light because, frankly, there was nothing there. Nothing. And the thing about it, he drank, everybody drinks, and everybody's an idiot in college. Well, not everybody, but most everybody. I guarantee if we were to start going through every politician, male and female, what they did in college and in high school, a bunch of them would have to step down. Yeah, you know, you got to remember, people grow out of shit. Now, you know, regardless there. And that's the thing. When somebody asked me about it originally, what would have happened? I said, nothing would have happened. She would have reported that she was at a party drinking and a boy groped her. And that would have been it. At the very most, anybody could hope for is maybe he would have admitted to it and got counseling. But more than likely, it would have just got no. They would have said, well, you shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have been there, blah, blah, blah. Probably nothing would have happened. So 36 years later, in 12 years on the bench at the second highest court in the United States and nothing said, then all of a sudden, and then her boyfriend came out and really rattled her story. A lot of the things she had said about the flying and other things and the special door and all turned out to be lies. Not exactly. I wouldn't call them lies. Misdirection. Because the door really was there. She really did have the door put in. But it was so she could entertain the customers, the clients, I'm sorry, for her marriage counseling. Oh, yeah. That's what it was there for. It was a privacy door. Yeah, the boyfriend let us know that. He came out and said what it was for. He said she loved to fly. They flew all over the place. He said, if you'd like, I'll pull out a ticket. And then we found out that she had a problem with spending on credit cards. Oh, yeah, on his credit cards. So he took the cards away from her, broke up with her, took her name off the cards, and she still ran up for another 6 months till they closed the card. Nervy. And wants to talk about credibility. Yeah. But, you know, the media didn't want to talk about all of that. They didn't want to talk about, like, her mother was the one who Brett's mother sat on the court, that was the judge on the court that ruled against them when they lost their house, when it was foreclosed. And everybody was trying to say, well, there's no motive for a lie. Really, that's a pretty damn big motive. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to listen to one media outlet more than one. You got to shop around, surf around. This is something else I noticed done broad. You know, it just kills me. Because Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren were two of my favorites. And then Hillary broke my heart. You know, I was going to vote for her in 2008. And then all this stuff came out and she broke my heart. And I found that she's just no good, crooked, evil, whore, bitch, politician from hell like every other man. And she's just as good as any man out there. That's for damn sure. I want to argue that argument. And Elizabeth Warren was good. And all of a sudden we come to find out that she's been lying this whole time, playing on this Native American thing. I mean, she looks nothing Native American. There's nothing about this woman that looks Native American. Really. There's no features anywhere. Look, at least I got Indian nose, man. Look, so I got a ponytail too. Look at that. I was teasing. I am 1/8 Cherokee. That's a fact. But no, I would never claim the heritage. It's I actually looked into it when I found out for sure. I actually looked into it, and they were very nice when I contacted them and told them my family story and how it happened. Because you know, my grandmother was orphaned. Yeah, her and her brother were orphaned, and then they found out, we even found out what reservation she came from. They actually had records of the whole nine thing, so the lineage was right then and there. It's like a Mason seat. My dad held a high Mason seat. Well, those seats never go away, in case you don't know that. They just offer it to the next child. See, yeah, maybe they'll offer it to my son or his son one day. Mm-hmm. It's just one of them things. Why didn't I take it? Could you think I can do the kind of radio I do, especially conspiracy stuff, and actually be sitting on it with the Masons? Oh, no, no. I'd be found dead floating in a thing somewhere. You know, I respect their privacy. What do you mean? Elizabeth, calm down. Look at this poor woman. Cherokee Nation, false Senate, Senator Warren on DNA test. They told you you were full of shit. What are you going to do? The people you were trying to emulate said you were full of crap. What are you going to do? I know people. I don't know what to tell you. Midterm elections. Michelle Obama compared to chimpanzee by Republican Senate candidate. I don't even know what you're supposed to say about that. Well, the one with Roseanne, the chick does look like the chick. She says she does. She's got that face. It's weird. It's hard to explain. But we posted them online together. It's really weird. And there's somebody else we had talked about too last night that had that face. It was actually a white woman. But in this case, I think the slight was meant for what it was. I think it was a racial slur. No, she don't look like a chimpanzee. They're way cuter. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know what? To be honest, I don't dislike or like Michelle Obama. The only thing I ever didn't like that she did is when she decided she was going to try to make all the kids eat healthy. So she basically said, oh, we're going to starve out all of our kids in school now because, you know, really, kids aren't going to eat that shit. And they didn't. They threw it away and they got a lot of wasted stuff. And now we're back to what kids want to eat because that's the way it should be. Kids need to fuel up. They're using their brains and they need to fuel up. Yeah, it's not good for sugar, but they still need to fuel up. And if they're not going to eat anything, it's just not going to support any kind of real growth. Oh, I remember when they introduced heated meals to school. I was in Catholic school, actually, in second grade. And they came in, they had these little heating things, and they put it in the hamburgers and hot dogs came in these little aluminum foil wraps, and they put them in there, heat them up, and then serve them. You know, they were probably like 90% soybean. Kind of kill me today if I ate one. God knows this. But hey, it was, you know, hot lunch. Yep. And then I got into third grade. They had just introduced the cafeteria to the Ellen Long, where I was going to school at. Then when I went to private school, they had really good cafeterias. And then when I went back to, I was back in public school at John Quincy Adams. And it was really a nice school, really wealthy neighborhood. And it was, man, they had great lunches too. I was like, damn. And then I went back into Catholic and back private and then back into public. Yeah, I went through a lot of this private, Catholic, public. It was crazy. And then in high school, I was at EJ. And they had just the nastiest food I ever eaten in my whole life. At least they had like little across the street little places that served real hamburgers. You could just walk up to campus and get it. Thank God I never made it through. Unfortunately for me, I was there my 11th grade. I was there on a teacher strike started. And it went on and went on and went on and went on. And we were going to class. Now, you got to remember, I just come out of 3 years of private school. So I was already way ahead of where I was in the 11th grade to start off with. And then they start, simple multiplication, addition, subtraction problems. And they expect us to sit in school for 6 hours and just do this in every class. You know, they keep us quiet. I mean, it was ridiculous. So I just told my mom I was quitting. I quit, left, dropped out, whatever you want to call it. I'd taken the ASVAB test for the Navy earlier, and that year had done really well on it. And so I called up the recruiting. He said, "Hey, yeah, we'll bring you in." He said, "I'll get you your GED before you get in." So they arranged for me to take the test. I got my GED, joined the Navy. Yeah, because they wouldn't take you in without one back then. They still won't today. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. They had so many people trying to get in that if you were in high school, because, well, you got to know your shit. I mean, I was going in for electronics anyway, so. I went in, went to boot camp in San Diego. I spent about 12 weeks out there, and then came home for 2 weeks and then was shipped up to Millington, Tennessee, where I hung out for about 8 months going to tech school. And then I went and did 2 months of HARP duty. That's recruiting duty is what it is. They send you to work with recruiters to talk to the kids that are wanting to join. Yeah, I was like, don't, play, get away. I was a bad recruiter. I was just really good, but I was trying to warn them. Oh, go away, but they wouldn't listen. Because there is a lot of big benefits to joining the service. As long as there's not a war going on, there's a lot of big benefits. Anyway, that's all of that went. Yes, actually, it's easy to get sidetracked these days. Oh, before we move on to the next thing, who do you all think is going to win midterms? Right now, most forecasts I see it split in the House going to the Dems barely, and the Republicans gaining seats in the Senate. I know. We'll have to wait and see. I'll be disappointed by the Republicans if they don't get out and vote, because they got a good thing going. The country's running well now. Why would you risk letting some dimmies in there, man? Unless, oh, I see. So then they'll screw up, so it'll make it even worse for 2020. Well, right now, even the Huffington Post says that Trump's going to win in 2020. Don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Well, Dem should be happy. Trump was a Democrat before he's a Republican. So, I mean, what the hell? Pepe Millington and husband Jane Matthews welcomes baby's boys. You know, I put this in here because I wanted to talk about, you know, Meghan Markle's new baby. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering what this kid's going to look like. Well, she's not a bad-looking woman, but he's kind of, you know, funky-looking. So it's going to have curly red hair. Oh, you mean like a – I don't know if it's going to have that kind of hair. Well, I know his gets kind of puffy and bushy when he was young, so it might. But Megan's don't really – well, she might – I don't know. Maybe we're going to get into all of that, but – it could be a ginger baby, yeah. It could be a ginger baby that's darker than both of them. It could be a ginger baby that's lighter. It could be a dark-haired one. A lot of dynamics here. There's a lot of DNA we're talking about. Oh, so you think the lily white genes of the family is going to take over? Well, I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I still don't know. Anyway, I'm getting these spam questions over here, which are retard questions, so we're just going to ignore most of them. I will tell you this, Bruce, since you're just typing away in chat there. Down here, they call them Creoles. And some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen were Creoles. You figure it out. Just look it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like they were own separate species and race of their own. They were very revered back in the day. Probably still are today. They just were very beautiful women. A Creole would be, in today's standards, a mixed breed. Well, back then it would have been a little different because it would have been like Spanish and black, or it wouldn't even have been like Spanish and African. And African, it was just weird the way that worked out. Could just be a saying. You know what's funny is most people down here don't consider it to be a racist thing. Well, it could be. I mean, it could be perceived that way, but for some reason, it's not. Well, there's even songs. As a matter of fact, what is that? What the hell is the name of that song? Damn, Louisiana LaRue sings it. In the song, it says talks about Creole babies. Not baby babies, but women baby. Oh, yeah. Louisiana, what is it? New Orleans Ladies, that's the damn name of the song. Mm-hmm. It's just one of them things. We take this stuff seriously down here in the South. What can I say? I know it's all craziness. Trump calls Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas again after she reveals DNA results. Pocahontas, put the DNA up. You're embarrassing everybody with this shit. I mean, this is ridiculous. Put this up. Well, I mean, come on. I'm going to put up a poll. Well, you know what? I'll get to put up a poll, but I'm going to get somebody to put up a poll because this is BS. Now, I'm just curious. Do you think Elizabeth Warren's DNA actually makes her Native American? Yeah, it's a good. It'll be a good poll. We'll see how it does. Uh-huh. This poor idiot here. Okay. Idaho wildlife official resigns after killing baboon family. This is America, you moron. You had to know this was going to go viral, and you went and killed a whole family of baboons. Were these baboons doing you anything? I mean, did you just go kill them for shits and giggles? Is that what was going on here? Yeah, it's a commercial. Sorry, guys. You should step down. I mean, you were happy about killing a family of baboons. I don't get it. That's what I said. This is their Amber Alert again. Y'all be sure to check this out. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been over most of these stories. You see flashing by you here. Well, I wouldn't count on this. See, this is more Yahoo View. This Yahoo View, this is the most garbage writing I've ever heard of in my entire life. These people are so lefty and so liberal that they wouldn't know the truth if it slapped them in the face. And so far, every article they've written has turned out to be wrong. Everyone. Oh, yeah, because I check them out from time to time. Well, you know, Yahoo was bought out by Oath, and which is part of with Huffington Post and all that. So they become this left-leaning thing. And more and more, I've been using them less and less because they can't seem to be bipartisan. They used to be able to, but now they can't seem. They just got to load their pages that were just pretty much leftist junk. It's propaganda news. That's what the Democrats have become, propaganda agents. It's kind of sad that that's where they are today. Well, the Sears stores by me closed a while back, so yeah, the one in Biloxi closed. I don't know about the one in New Orleans, but I bet you it's going to be one of the ones closing too. Woman fired after trying to block black man from apartment. I'm not even sure what the hell that's about. I just seen that coming up in here. We'll have to check that out later. We're getting ready to roll out of here. Nearly 10% of America's stealth F-22s reported damage. Here's why. Okay. I got a fundamental problem with this. First off, I seen pictures. I didn't see any F-22s in the pictures at Talladega Air Force Base. Not any. Secondly, I can't speak for the Air Force, but the Navy has a firm rule when it comes to hurricanes. The only planes that would have been left on the ground would have been planes either that were not functional, that could not fly, or training models and stuff like that. You don't leave billion-dollar planes on a runway during a hurricane, ever. And you don't park them in hangars because hangars aren't known for being notoriously, you know, strong. They can take a lot of wind, but not hurricane-strength wind. So and it's easy just to fly them off and fly them somewhere else. So I'm having a fundamental problem that they were there. And if there was a there, there's a reason why. Because like I said, you just don't leave those parked behind. It's too expensive an aircraft. And it's too easy to get in and fly away. There's too many Air Force bases nearby, even Navy bases nearby that could have flew to and landed. So there's something up here. Whoever originally dropped this story is somebody who's trying to get some revenge on someone because you haven't been able to verify anything in the story yet. And we'll see when press can actually get on the base. And by the way, reporters, if you're flying over a Tidal has a red spot over it, in case y'all have noticed this, it's a no-fly zone. So even right now, even with the hurricane, if you're seen flying over there, they can shoot your ass down. You cannot fly over Tidal Air Force Base. It's a no-fly zone. Actually, more likely, the reporters that originally did this will probably end up in jail. Yeah, you can't do that. It's just one of them things they're not allowed to do. Bill Gates pays tribute to Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. I hate to see you gone, Paul. At least you spent your money on fun things and not like, well, Bill did. Paul was fun. I mean, he was, let's go to space. Let's do this. Let's build a spaceport. Let's get involved. Let's change the world. Bill is trying to say the word, which I'm all happy he's out there doing. It's just, he does a lot of stuff in India. He's helping a lot of people out in India. Well, he can spend a lot of money there, and it goes way further than it will here. And I don't know how much you should get in and help with anybody here, because, you know, Americans are so hateful right now. If you do one thing for one side, the other side is going to hate you nonstop. Look at poor Taylor Swift. All she did was endorse one candidate, and Jesus, she's hanging him out to dry. And plus, the candidate looks like you're going to lose because of the endorsement. You see, that's a thing, stars. Sometimes you think you're helping George Clooney. You're not. You're not helping. You're making things worse. You know, when the rich elites, they go back somebody, it's most people just automatically don't even want to go look at these people. Yeah, they're like, whoa, wait, you want us to back who? Why would we want to do that? That's what I'm saying. Why would you want to do that? But I know we're going to get out of here because Michael Angley will be coming up next with Discovery Paranormal. That's right, it's Tuesday. I keep thinking it's Thursday for some reason. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can send in articles. If you happen to be on YouTube, a lot of times because I have YouTube open, you can pop up an article there and we can pop it up there. Or you can catch me on one of my Facebook pages. But I would recommend using YouTube right now because I usually have it open on the other computer. You can come in there. You can pop up something that you want to talk about or something, especially in news days today. I mean, we were just covering a lot of stuff, like Melania Trump. You know, so she gave a good interview the other night. I thought she did a pretty good job. And she's not the little wimpy mouse that the media was trying to make her. Remember, the media, just blink and we'll save you. And of course, that's not what it turned out to be whatsoever. She turned out to be a strong woman. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Remember, coming up next is Michael Angley with Discovery Paranormal. He's the man, yeah. And by the way, before I go, we're going to be looking for some hosts. We're bringing back News on the Flip Side. We're going to probably make this a 3-4 host show. And we're going to be back in its full glory like when it first debuted with Stephanie and I in the beginning and the extra hosts and all of the Tremens, because it was a really good show. And we're going to bring it back because some of my shows are actually making money now, so I'm happy. So we're going to bring it on back and let it do that. But anyway, again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Coming up in about 10 minutes, so hang out, guys, on YouTube and Spreaker. You'll lose us for a few minutes there because we'll be changing the feeds over. But everybody else, you can still listen to us on the site. And like I said, we'll be back in about 10 minutes, so please stay tuned. Good night and sweet dreams. Woo, woo, woo. Dun 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 dun.